producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert
Scott Bell. This hour, big hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. Sun Lee. I think it's Sin Hung Lee. I don't know if I've
heard Stan Lee? We got Stan Lee on the show?
Not Stan Lee.
Oh.
This guy is really a superhero relative to, if we bring up Stan Lee, because he's standing against the bad guys. Who are the bad guys? Well, they're those that are promoting HPV vaccinations based on the false claim that it will prevent cancer in women 20 to 30 years in advance, based on them maybe acquiring a human papillomavirus infection of some kind. We call BS on that. We have almost, well, from the beginning, we have called BS on that. The question is, what will Dr. Lee say about it? We've got links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and you can read more. This is a big story, folks, and you can bring this to your favorite doctor, if you have one still, that still thinks the HPV shot is legitimate. It is not. We'll get to that. Hey, upcoming events, very exciting stuff happening. If you're just tuning in, you can always go to robertscottbell.com. Each day's show notes, we try to update. Well, we do update it, but every time there's a new event, we want to throw your way. So if we're in your area, you can come out and see us. Mount Dora Health and Fitness Expo, January 30th. My good friends Sine and Lincoln Wallace. Lincoln was, I think, I interviewed him some years ago. He's a international karate champion guy. Now he does fitness training. Nice man. Yeah, nice family. Right to Try Conference is February 5th through the 7th in Kuchara. I'll be there the 5th and 6th. Colorado, Southern Colorado, the Right to Try Conference. Vicasa International, or I should say Integrative Health Expo. It'll be international, too, but Integrative, and that's in Orlando on International Drive. Go click the link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. That's February 6th through 7th. I'll be there on the 7th broadcasting live. That's our Sunday afternoon broadcast and then lecturing afterwards. IAOMT, the International Association of Oral Metal Toxicology, their spring conference, March 11th and 12th in Orlando. And I think Paul Baratero will be there, my buddy from Echo Water will be there. And also Seth Quinto, good friend of mine. He is with Argentin 23, the silver hydrosol. They're going to be talking about that. The California Jam, big time. We're going to jam it. We'll be jamming. TMB, RSB together again, and a whole lot more. Check out the links there. Total Health 2016, RSB, TMB, and the Doc of Detox, April 8th through 10th in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I know we've got lots of fans in Canada. I hear that Jeff, the organic mechanic, is trying to coordinate additional events up there. So we'll stay in touch if that happens. And I'll leave it at that. You go check out the website from there. But Super Don, I got a busy travel schedule, so hold the fort for me, will you?
Nothing new there, right?
Yeah, I guess not.
Never a dull moment in your travel schedule.
Yeah, oh boy, oh boy. Well, let's see. What do we got that's not travel-related? How about a story about prescribing antipsychotic and psychiatric medications to infants, toddlers, preschoolers, children? Could it rise to the level of reckless endangerment? It's a very good article over at our friends at Health Impact News. A Dr. Gary Kohls, K-O-H-L-S, M-D, wrote this, and it was inspired by, I guess, a headline over at CCHR International, when prescribing psychiatric drugs becomes reckless endangerment. Now, what is reckless endangerment? I guess, Super Don, some people will think, well, it differs depending on who you are and your perspectives on life. But can you kind of assess what's reckless endangerment? If not, I'm happy to do it, or I'll do it anyway. I don't know. But it's a good starting point to figure that out.
Okay, reckless endangerment usually would be like where a person commits a crime, you know, if they're engaging in some kind of conduct that creates a substantial risk of serious physical injury to another person.
Yeah, even if they don't injure them, it's the
right
potential. And you know, somebody will say, well, that's not a crime, because, you know, my hardcore libertarian buddies, and we're pretty hardcore libertarian, might try to argue that, well, if there was no real injury, then there's no real crime. And so they might justify driving 70 miles an hour in a school zone when you should be going 25 or less, or even 15 or less. And they'll say, well, no kid was hurt. But think about that. Could that not be a potential for disaster? Even if you got lucky once, you did it, and you say, well, no one was hurt, you shouldn't charge me with a crime. I shouldn't get a ticket. I shouldn't be thrown in jail. I shouldn't lose my license, whatever. That it strains credulity at that point when you're claiming that that's not a crime. I agree. That is a crime. Reckless endangerment. And that's an example of it. Now, the question of psychiatric medicines prescribed to anybody, I might argue. But let's just narrow it down to infants, preschoolers, right? Toddlers. Ever any test done? Ever any test that the FDA reviewed to say, yep, this is okay to give for these? No, none whatsoever. Documented side effects, well, they include, but not limited to, suicide, mania, heart problems, stroke, diabetes, death, and sudden death. I mean, is there enough problems with sudden infant death syndrome? Now, I think you got a pretty strong case here that if a psychiatrist or pediatrician prescribes these drugs in an off-label manner, and I know that's been a big pet peeve of yours for all these years, Super Don, rightfully so, off-label prescribing, but even worse, when they're off-label prescribing to kids, these medicines that have never been tested for safety or efficacy on them. But I'm going to expand it out back to the adult world. How many times have we talked to folks here, or I've talked personally or talked about, the fact that once your doctor or a series of doctors prescribes you multiple medications, even if it's just one doctor prescribing one medication, another doctor, and it's all in the same body, that is your body, or your kid's body for that. I am saying that also should be considered and potentially prosecuted as reckless endangerment. Why do I say that? Because the last time I checked, the FDA had not required, nor had there been conducted, any studies that tested multiple drugs together. Unless it's specific, like, okay, they took a statin drug and mixed it with another drug in the heart. There might be a few categories where you could say, well, there's a couple there, and then they relabel it and call it something else. But that's not what I'm talking about. You got that. You got a blood pressure medicine. You got a diabetes medicine. You got a headache medicine. Have they ever conducted an analysis in a peer-reviewed journal, published it, and had the FDA review it for safety, much less efficacy? No. So the argument for reckless endangerment is a very strong one for the entire medical profession. The very act of prescribing could be and should be, in many cases, considered reckless endangerment unless they are isolating that prescription pad to one, or if there are multiple drugs that they have been analyzed and tested together and proven to be safe and efficacious together. Am I being unreasonable, Super Don?
Well, I think the problem that you'd run into, and help me with the logic in this if I'm missing it somewhere, mm-hmm. but these doctors have absolutely no real way of having any type of control over how many different types of drugs people are taking. So
they don't have control of that, but should they not have an obligation to find out what drugs their patients are already on?
Yeah, but then you also have to rely on the patient being 100% truthful, 100% accurate. So really, it's almost a situation of, it's almost impossible, really, to prescribe drugs to people without it being, by your definition, reckless endangerment.
Okay, I'll go with you there. But it doesn't excuse the doctors, I think. And, of course, you know, if you're going to say, let's put the onus on the patient, they say, well, the patient's not qualified. He didn't go to medical school. She didn't go to medical, or whatever argument that the quack busters or quack skeptics make, for instance. Child Protective Services supposedly has the legal right to charge parents with medical neglect for refusing to give their child known neurotoxic or psychotoxic drugs. No, we're not. I mean, if you were just giving your kids these drugs without prescription, then take your kids away. But the fact that a licensed physician, again, licensed to what? Prescribe, perhaps licensed to kill, licensed to stimulate suicidal thoughts, tendencies, or even behaviors. That's okay. That's what I'm saying. Government-sanctioned suicide, government-sanctioned homicide. And that's what we're doing, reckless endangerment. Now, am I saying the doctors are intending to do that? No, I'm not saying. Has there ever been a doctor that has intended? Sure, but that's true of any human in any endeavor. But what we're talking about here is a profession that is inherently dangerous and inherently irresponsible, not responsible. Well, he went to school and he got a license. That's not evidence of responsibility. Responsibility would be a doctor that wakes up, like we featured these doctors here all the time. Many of them have been featured on the Truth About Cancer series, thanks to Ty Bollinger and crew. But a responsible doctor would be one that digs deep and gets to some degree of reasonable certainty that he's not prescribing medicines in combination that could potentially result in the death of the patient. And in the case of these psychiatric drugs for infants, children, toddlers, preschoolers, I don't think that any doctor who has prescribed those things at those ages is being responsible at all. And that's an understatement. You can quote me on that.
Well, the question I think you might ask yourself, though, is if these studies haven't been done to show that these drugs and all of these different types of possible combinations are considered safe and efficacious, then would it not then make it impossible for the doctors to prescribe these drugs until those tests are done?
Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about here.
So right? here's the question, though. What are the odds of that even being possible?
Well, possible, yes. Likely, no.
Yeah.
Until the medical profession just...
We'd have to put all prescribing on hold until we did those tests. You know that'll never happen.
Well, and guess what? Death rates would plummet. Just like when hospitals and doctors go on strike. In every area this has happened, mortality rates in that given area plummet. So this would not be a bad thing. Kind of like when we talked with Jonathan Emord about snow days and the government doesn't go to work. We're actually better off for that. Freedom is enhanced by that. And that's, again, a perspective that I want you to consider. I don't know that many other shows would go to this place, but to have that Dr. Coles to write this thing tells me that consciousness is shifting. And moms and dads out there, you take your kids to the doctor, the licensed medical doctor, at great risk, at great peril for your child. Leading cause of death in America, it's not a disease, it's doctors. But we do have a good doctor who's speaking out about it, who's shouting out, who's whistleblowing out, Dr. Lee, who's been doing pathology and other things for, I think, more than 50 years now. And he's coming up next. This is a very important interview. Tell your friends. Spread the news. Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the health world, robertscottbell.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
One of the more controversial subjects we've covered over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show happens to be surrounding the human papillomavirus and the claims that it is a cause of cervical cancer 20 or 30 years after exposure, particularly, of course, in women, because men typically don't have a cervix. But they're also targeting men because they're saying men could be carriers, and there's reference points to throat cancer associated with the human papillomavirus. How is it determined? HPV, well, they say we find it through PCR, polymerase chain reaction. We've disputed that as a determination in terms of an infectious causation to cancer, but I've got a research scientist, a pathologist on the line with us right now. He's doing extraordinary work, and he's at the center of a controversial storm over the HPV vaccine, claiming that the WHO, the CDC, and other organizations have utilized faulty science, to say the least, maybe corrupted by economics, to promote the Gardasil shot and Cervarix shot around the world. His name, Dr. Sang Hang Li, and I probably didn't pronounce it, but Dr. Li is with us now. Dr. Li, thank you for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
You have been in the field of pathology since before I was born, I'll be honest. In 1965, you were working at one of the places that... Did they actually discover the methods of pap testing in determining healthy or abnormal cells of the cervix?
Yes. Dr. Papanicola started a pap smear at the New York Hospital Cornell Medical Center, I think in the 1920s and 30s. And it was widely used in the late 1940s, and it started from then. Pap smear has been used to screen precancerous cells in order to prevent cervical cancer.
So as a pathologist, you would regularly be receiving the, let's say, the cells themselves to analyze and determine, are these healthy cells? Are these abnormal cells? Is there dysplasia? Is there cancer? This is something that, this is what you were doing in the 1960s.
Right. Since 1960s to shorter before now, there's almost about 50 years. Okay? I was reading pap smear. But now I give up because my professional career is over.
Well, is it over because you've done it long enough, or is it over because you have now pointed out something very inconvenient to the profession, that their claim that HPV is the cause of cervical cancer is not based on sound science, for instance?
Yeah, I think that it's partly true. I agree to the point that HPV infection is probably one of the major necessary cost for pathology changes which may lead to cervical cancer.
Okay.
Not
all
every
right.
one of them.
So what you're acknowledging is that it may be a causative agent, may be part of the preconditions, for instance, infection and damage to tissue or cells, but is there any evidence in the peer-reviewed literature that says HPV definitively causes cervical cancer and this is how we actually know?
Yeah, it does not cause the cervical cancer directly. It may be an initiating infection, which may cause some pathological changes, which may be, in certain very few percentage of cases,
right.
may develop into cancer.
Well, and it's interesting the way you say that, very cautiously, it may this, it may that. The thing is,
right.
there's not a definitive pathway acknowledged. We can acknowledge, even as a homeopath, to say, yes, if there's an infection in tissue, and that tissue doesn't heal properly over many years, inflammation can result in all kinds of aberrant metabolic cellular functions that could result in cancer.
Yeah, this is true. For example, in this country, and we know 79 million women walking with HPV infection, okay? And every year, another 14 million women got infected, new infection, HPV infection. But how many women die of cervical cancer? According to the CDC statistics, about 4,000 women. And these women who die of cervical cancer are usually the new immigrants who has never seen a gynecologist before, or the ones who do not want to see a gynecologist in this country. You know, even they have the means to get to the clinic, but they neglected themselves to see the gynecologist.
So based on those staggering infinitesimal statistics, I mean, we're not going to belittle 4,000 women dying, but the reality is to go after every woman or every female child for a vaccination for something that there's not even definitive proof that is the causative agent, just a contributing factor? Oh my gosh, there's got to be some economics at play here. We're going to come back after this break and continue with Dr. Lee. He's been an incredible whistleblower, but a man who's been working in this field for 50 years. And I've got lots more to ask him after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
In the show notes at robertscottbell.com, we've got links to articles, including some we've published here on the website, that Dr. Lee has helped to help us to understand here about the, let's say, corruption of science due to economics, where the WHO, the World Health Organization, the CDC, and other organizations have promoted a vaccine for which there may not be a legitimate reason to implement, certainly across the spectrum, for women and young girls everywhere, on the theory, if it is even a theory anymore, that HPV causes cervical cancer, as Dr. Lee has gone through. And Dr. Lee is with us. And Dr. Lee, I so much appreciate your willingness to take time to communicate this message.
You're welcome.
And I know your words are very measured because you speak also as a scientist and that you're likely to be challenged by anything that you say. So you're not going based on hyperbole or just mere opinion, but based on what you know to be factually correct.
Yes, correct, right.
So if we were to say 4,000 women, which you mentioned, mostly immigrants, women who have no access or don't even have, you know, don't for whatever reason even seek a gynecologist at any point, which means that if they do have cervical cancer, they're never assessed, never addressed, and therefore it proceeds unabated and, of course, can result in a disaster and a death of a woman. So we're not saying that it could never happen, but the reality is with basic gynecological care, women in 21st century America are not dying of cervical cancer.
No, no woman should die of cervical cancer if the woman is regularly followed up by a gynecologist. No one.
Okay, so here we have a dilemma because we're not arguing for we don't want women to get good help or good health or support or services, but maybe the argument is this. If you have the ability, like most Americans do, to get a checkup, it is not difficult to determine if there are abnormal cells on the cervix. And if so, then to take whatever might be deemed to be appropriate action in plenty of time to prevent a disaster. Now, as a holistically minded health care professional, I have found ways to normalize tissue that has become abnormal. And there are many ways to do this, even allopathically through allopathic intervention. But the idea to stimulate artificially antibodies to four strains of the human papillomavirus based on PCR, polymerase chain reactions, claiming that 20 to 30 years down the road, because you had an HPV infection, you're going to get cervical cancer. I mean, I think they're making huge leaps that are not supported by the science.
It's true. Very few women who are infected with HPV would develop cervical cancer. No, very, very few.
So did they have to create kind of an exaggerated perception of HPV's link to cervical cancer in order to promote the sales to the tune of billions of dollars?
Yeah, I think there was the marketing slogan. Actually, I brought this up to the FDA that the HPV test is not a cancer test. The FDA regulated HPV test as a cancer screening test, which is not. I think that is wrong.
Well, if you alert the FDA to that reality, did you get a response at all, or were you ignored, or did they give you reasons why they say it is a cancer test?
In fact, I brought the FDA in court in New York, in a Second Circuit court. Yeah, and I said they classify HPV testing as a cancer test is wrong. HPV test should be a virology test, not a cancer test.
Mm-hmm.
And I lose the case because the FDA has the power to regulate anything according to what they wish. So
they can make it up and get away with it.
Right. They could. They have the Congress granted discretionary power to do anything they want.
Right.
And I brought a lawsuit against FDA, actually, on record.
What about your putting on notice the World Health Organization? What interaction did you have with WHO?
I had none. They didn't respond.
WHO did not respond. And
no.
What about any government agents beyond FDA, like the Justice Department? I mean, is there any recourse to say they are basically, how would we say, falsely advertising, right? Because if a company falsely advertises about a test, they could be charged criminally. And yet the FDA promotes a test for what it isn't, and they're allowed to do it.
Actually, the HPV vaccine started with the National Cancer Institute, a group of scientists in Cancer Institute. They promoted HPV vaccine to prevent cervical cancer.
Right. But we've already determined that there is no definitive, proof, if you can, in the peer-reviewed literature showing that link, that direct pathway, that this is exactly how and why HPV infection leads to cervical cancer. In how many, what percentage of women who have HPV infections in their life? What is the percentage? Is it 1%? 2%, 3%?
Oh, much less than that. Yeah, yeah. When you're talking about HPV infection, in America, you have 79 women infected with HPV. And the CDC said 10,000 women develop cervical cancer each year. So you divided 10,000 by 79 million.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a fraction, right? You get the answer.
So, Dr. Lee, HPV is the virus that causes cervical cancer in all women who get the HPV infection, except 99.9% of them.
Right.
I mean, how is that a causative agent?
Right. So that's true. This is statistic. You can read it up on the internet. You find out that 79 women in America
mm-hmm.
are carrying HPV
79
virus.
Million.
79 million.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you have about 10,000 women developing cervical cancer each year. And 4,000 women die of cervical cancer. And many of these are new immigrants and self-neglected women, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. They don't see a doctor, so you can't help them.
Right, exactly. Well, like I said, this is it's astonishing, not to me and maybe the audience as much as the general public or other scientists or doctors, that when they realize that they've been lied to about the human papillomavirus. Again, remember, if you take a scraping, if you will, I'm just calling it that, a pap smear, and then you analyze through polymerase chain reaction, which takes and amplifies unknown genetic material hundreds of millions of times, hundreds and hundreds of millions of times, to determine what may be there. And if it takes that level of scrutiny to even find a fragment of genetic material that it may be related to the human papillomavirus, again, it's astonishing to claim then that that is a causative agent. I mean, with definitive proof, that's not proof.
Well, it may be a cause, yeah, but when you found them, it may not mean there's cancer. But by the way, that all the women who have been vaccinated by HPV virus should have pap smear regularly as well. And that is written on the prescription pamphlet.
On the insert to the vaccine.
On the insert, right.
So there's
additional cost, right?
Yes.
With no benefit.
Dr. Lee, so what you're saying, if I understand what you've just said, is that women who get the HPV vaccination are actually at increased likelihood of cancer development, not a decrease.
Well, the thing is that if they were infected before with the same virus, let's say Gardasil has HPV vaccine against 16 and 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
If a woman is already infected by HPV 16 and 18 genotype and then vaccinated with Gardasil, the risk of developing cancer is actually increased, not decreased.
Wow.
Right. I hope I make that clear.
Yeah, well, listen, the bottom line is that anybody who subjects their daughters to this shot or themselves have not been fully informed, because once you are fully informed, you will run far from this shot. And you will, as a doctor, you would be, I would call it malpractice to be utilizing this shot based on what they're claimed to be using it for.
Right. Right. I think that's why they recommended the women or the girls should be vaccinated before sexually active.
Right.
Assuming that all the HPV infection is sexually acquired.
Right.
Which may or may not be true.
It may or may not be true, exactly. I mean, and these viruses could be considered somewhat ubiquitous. The herpetic viruses are in everyone, and now there's some evidence to show that there are protective aspects to having herpetic viruses, interestingly enough. I don't know if you've seen some of the research. So our understanding of viruses is only in an infantile state, I believe.
Yeah, it's true.
So
no, we don't understand.
Exactly. Now, as I said, I've utilized techniques to help normalize the tissue of the cervix. For instance, the utilization of silver in a colloidal state locally, because silver downregulates tissue inflammation. It's a natural antimicrobial, and it stops viral replication on contact if the particles are small enough and they carry that electrical charge. But it also, it seems to regenerate tissue. Dr. Robert Becker, in his book, The Body Electric, found that it stimulates regenerative processes, accelerates healing of tissue. So we've seen women who had dysplasia evidenced in a Pap test after utilizing silver locally on tissue in a beautiful, simple water form, that the tissue was normalized and healthy again. So, and there are many women that have tissue recovery even without such holistic natural interventions.
It's true that dysplasia is irreversible process. Yeah. See, from infection of by HPV to cancer, there's a long way, there's 20 to 30 years period. Yeah. And during this process, many women can have their dysplastic process reversed by doing the right thing, right? And the right nutrition, taking care of the, give up smoking, all the other things, you know, they can be reversible, self-reversible.
Absolutely. Oh, Dr. Lee, I am so thrilled that we have connected here and that you are doing such good work. I'm just so sad sometimes still when I look at the scientific world and realize it's become more like a religion than science, but there are few like you that are standing up for what is right and the facts, and I appreciate you sharing them with us.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, check out the links to Dr. Lee. We'll follow up with him. He's got also information on many other issues that we can talk, including Lyme disease in the future. So thank you for being here. We got lots more healing to go. One more segment after this.
Thank you very much for having me.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
He is my new superhero, Super Don. Dr. Lee, awesome guy. Just loved him. We got lots more we could talk to him about, I know. So thanks for Dr. Lee for appearing. Thanks to Doc of Detox as well for doing some Detox of Friday like nowhere else in broadcast media. DocofDetox.com. Remember to get your daily cleansing tea from the Doc of Detox. It's all linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com, as well as say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors from all over planet Earth for helping make this message possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Banners are up in the show notes as well, and you can hear it all over planet Earth through GCN, Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, thanks to Jerry Doyle, and UK Health Radio. Hello, my British friends.
So, hello.
Hello. Hello. Could I have another? Could I have some more? How about this? What are you laughing at?
Just funny.
We're going to do a story on surgery patients, and you're laughing. You're so mean.
Yeah. You're
just
This is not your average story about surgery patients.
True. You're just punchy because it's almost the weekend, and we've just got a few more minutes to go. That's why.
Yes.
Can't wait to get out of here. I know. We're almost done. Super done. All right. This is really amazing. Now, I like Arnica, but it's not mentioned in this story about surgery. But what is mentioned in this story about surgery? It is so incredible, so fascinating, so filled with science that it can only be called today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh, brought to you by Hello Nurse. Hello Nurse. Surgery patients, did you know this, Super Don? They actually do better. They do better when hospitals are good to their nurses.
Oh.
I'll be good to good to... What is that song? I've heard that. I'll be good to... Is that a song or am I making that up in my head?
I have no
idea. Earthly idea. I know. I'm so out of tune. It's ridiculous.
Not a clue.
Right? Yes. The nurses all ran out of the hospital when I did that. But here's the article. It says... I guess there was a study to do this. Yeah, according to a new study. Love it. Hospitals with well-staffed, top-notch nursing departments had fewer deaths after surgery than hospitals without those high-quality nursing departments, researchers found. For some reason, Superdon, we were under the impression all these years that hospitals that had nurses that just are horrible at their job, nurse ratchets, you know, just did better than those with really good nurses.
I guess this would be kind of like, let's see, like maybe like a basketball team with the best top-notch players score more points than other teams that have lousy players.
I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it?
Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm punching back at you. We're almost. It's true. No, it's like, hey, let's bring on the B team. Hey, you know what? Let's get the guys from the neighborhood playground. Bring them onto the NBA court. See how they do. Right?
Now, there's always an agenda. We were talking about this earlier when we were talking show prep for the show today. There's always an agenda behind every study that's done.
Right.
So the question is, what's the agenda behind this study? I mean, it's so obvious. You know, if hospitals have top-notch staff, then people are less likely to die. Although, we might argue with that.
Yeah.
Because kind of like what we were talking about earlier in the show, sometimes you get maybe, the doctors out of the equation or maybe even the nurses out of the equation, just let people do what they're going to do. They might have a tendency to survive longer than others. But surgery, a little bit different situation.
In context, you want to have good support staff coming out of no doubt. That's why I mentioned Arnica, Montana, not mentioned here, but... To have some advanced arnica present after surgery, absolutely great. To have silver hydrosol utilized topically, internally, etc., really fantastic. But, you know, how do you replace a really awesome nurse? And by the way, you know, that hello nurse, somebody say, oh, it's sexist. Well, you know, look, you could be a male nurse. Although, I remember the male nurse that they brought out for me when I was saying no to vaccines, 6'5", trying to intimidate me. So, nurses aren't all women. I know that. I know that. But if they're good, I don't care what. What do they call their sexual? No, it's not about orientation. It's about actual, are you male or female? Which now, of course, can be an offensive thing to ask because sometimes you just don't know.
Oh, your gender identity?
Right. You could have Nurse Pat. Remember, it's Pat?
Or Nurse Caitlin.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's leave it at that. We love nurses, by the way, as long as they don't vaccinate us. All right, we're out of time, folks. RobertScottBell.com. Say thanks and pass the message out to all who you love and appreciate and respect, and I do you. So thanks for being here. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.